Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, State of College Football in 2021 episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Welcome to the College Football Experience. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Yeah, buddy.
I want this pilot.
There
that's how
you
we're
go.
All feeling right now.
Look, this is a state. This is a state of the union, essentially. Yeah. This is the state of college football. Holy shit. Hey, can you ever recall an off season? I mean, first you got the transfer portal going crazy.
Yeah. What you the got? New rule in the transfer portal was
everyone can transfer.
Yeah. No. 1 year penalty for a one-time transfer. Okay.
I mean, you could even add in the COVID extra year of eligibility,
and free transfer there.
You could add in Leopold going to Kansas late, you know, but then you get the 12 team playoff.
Yeah.
That seems to be looming
100% massive.
Then you get the NIL deal starting, and really the NCAA just decides to punt.
Probably more massive than anything that's ever happened in college sports.
Then the most massive, Texas and Oklahoma look to join the SEC. And I think that announcement will come early next week, Monday or Tuesday. We touched on this. There's a podcast out there on this. But holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's an off season.
That's like in the, all in the past, like few weeks.
Well, that's what's crazy now though, is I expect a lot more news to come out very soon with other conferences.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
This is like a black hole of like the universe where once it gets big enough, everything just collapses into it.
I don't think it's all good for the sport either. As much as I love the 12 team playoff.
Yeah, I mean, who could tell how this is going to shake out? But if they're talking about, you know, making a anywhere from 20 to 40 team super exclusive conference thingy, then if you're not inside of that, which most of the teams in America aren't, then it sucks. And if you're a fan of those teams, it sucks.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, the landscape of college football is enriched by those schools. And so if you're just making this super dense conference, here's the thing that I don't get. Teams, someone has to lose. Someone has to fucking, we'll get to that, but like,
yeah. I mean, it's like an onion. You're just peeling back layers of brand new ridiculous stories that you would just never dream of.
Yeah.
I just wonder the landscape of the sport. Obviously I've lobbied for a big playoff for a long time. I thought they were dinosaurs in the realm of anything. They were just, I still don't understand how there wasn't a playoff back in 1950. All right. Like a real playoff, not vote four teams in. Yeah. Right. So I mean, I was delighted to see that. I was even delighted to see the NIL. I know you're on the other side of this, but I'm saying like,
I'm not necessarily on the other side of the NIL. I actually kind of feel like part of me says, oh, they do deserve to be able to, you know, it's kind of bullshit to keep them from being able to make money off of what they're doing.
Yeah.
But you know, the impact of it is kind of what I'm against, because it makes a very uneven landscape, you know, which it already existed, like we talked about. But I do think like the likes of Alabama, who can pay the fuck out of their players, now that there's no like hiding that they have to do, they're just going to be paying the shit out of it. I mean, Arch Manning Chase Young, Nick Saban is already making seven figures. This thing's been going on for like
Bryce
Young. Yeah. Sorry, Chase Young. Yeah. Chase Young is making,
Yeah. I mean, it's just a messy, messy thing. I wonder. So the transfer portal thing, like, okay, that's crazy. But I mean, like, I was okay with that, because I think if we as students can do it, you know, why shouldn't the athlete be able to?
Yeah, I get that. And I kind of agree with that. You know?
But this next one, Texas and Oklahoma jumping to the SEC. And now like there's so much speculation out there right now. There's talk that like Michigan, Ohio State, Clemson, Florida State could join the SEC. I mean, if that happens, that's crazy. There's talk of the remaining Big 12, which was eight teams potentially joining the Pac-12. Although there's talk that maybe West Virginia wouldn't be one of those. Maybe, I mean, there's speculation that the Big 12 would go for the AAC and BYU.
Yeah.
The AAC would grab the remain some of the Big 12 teams. There's talk that the Big 10 would go for Kansas, Iowa State, Kansas State. I mean, this is fucking chaos. The
Pac-12 will merge.
Yes, I've heard that. I've heard that the Big 10 will grab Virginia and North Carolina from the, maybe even Georgia Tech from the ACC. This is fucking insane. Yeah. It's all absolutely insane. And I don't know that it's good for the sport. I don't, after you get those good news that I was for.
Yeah.
You get this and I go, don't do this. Don't fucking do it. Now that you got the state of Texas that seems to be fighting now, Texas leaving the Big 12, but that means Oklahoma's got the green light, I think. But oh man, I just don't know what to make of this. Like, what the hell do you think is going to happen? I'll say this. I think all conferences need to be proactive right now, because I don't know. Okay, I feel fairly certain there's still going to be a Big Ten in like 10 years.
Yeah. Big Ten has so much tradition. I mean, it's like a 100-year-old conference, 100-plus years old.
I feel fairly certain there'll be a Pac-12.
Yeah.
Or a pack something. There'll be a pack something. But as far as the rest, I have no fucking idea.
I mean, what it could turn into is just a national power conference, but then do they just split down into sub conferences again? And is there a realignment on that front? Or like, is there just one giant conglomerate? And how does that work out? Like, what I'm seeing here is with Oklahoma and Texas joining, now you have like all these like rumors of Florida State, Clemson, Ohio State, Michigan trying to join in to form the super conference. And it's like, not only are there obviously like legal issues with that, but what happens to everyone else? You know, USC, Oregon, like it just seems like too much of a restructuring to like really, I don't know, be what the hell is going to happen here?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm at a point where I'm just like, I have no idea what, I mean, all I say is like, people need to start thinking outside the box. I gave this idea and it sounds absolutely fucking crazy. Yeah. And I have zero proof that they have even considered this. But I think with the way the world has been changing rapidly since COVID, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out, and you know what I'm going to go with here. If I'm any conference, like especially the Big 12,
yeah,
Big 12 would be the biggest, but if I am the AAC,
the Sun Belt,
the Conference USA,
yeah,
what else could there be? Just those, right?
Maybe MAC, but probably yeah, not. MAC could do MEAC.
That's true.
Yeah,
they could do Tennessee State.
Yeah,
but I would reach out to Jackson State and Grambling. I mean, the world's changing. Deion Sanders is a big time he just had the top 60 recruiting class or whatever.
Yeah, unbelievable. Right?
So why not?
A swag to me, we'll
get ahead of it and talk about marketing for the Big 12. That is, I know this is a radical idea. I know people that are going to listen and say this guy's a fucking idiot, and I am. But I want you to know that, like, think outside the box.
Outside
of
the box,
here.
Ideas are kind of, you know, what make this thing go around.
Well, so my thing is, like, if you're struggling for TV money, right? You just lost Texas, the University of Texas, and Oklahoma.
Yeah,
Jackson State is recruiting at a decent level where I actually think their on-field performance could be sustainable. I mean, 55th or whatever they were is essentially, it's better than what Kansas does.
Yeah.
But you also have a guy who was a famous player for the Dallas Cowboys and he played at Florida State and he played it with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
So I think you are getting a,
now Deion Sanders could be gone in a year and then you're stuck in a long-term deal with, I mean, that seems kind of like, was it Arizona not hiring Ken Niumatalolo because they had a quarterback that they wanted
but
to keep.
But where would
for
he be gone
year?
In a year? He didn't have a winning season, really. You know what I mean? Like, I think it would be a couple years.
Yeah, probably.
You're subscribing to that.
Either way, beyond Deion Sanders, you're getting HBCUs in a time where it's really, like, marketable.
That's
to
what I'm saying.
Be
first
inclusive,
off, you like, know the, like, you know the media is going to be 100% behind that.
Up. Yeah.
And then the fact you're going into the South, you're being proactive by going into a demographic that the SEC owns. As I know you're not thinking like much, but I'm saying by putting them at this pedestal.
Yeah.
Now I know there's probably a lot of rules they would have to do. I know the scholarships and stuff. There's a lot of shit that would have to happen on the fly, but I just think you should start thinking outside the box,
dude.
Obviously, here's another thing. I would go for BYU. I get it. They can't play on Sundays. Right now, you are not in a position to bargain. If you lose these two, and I'm saying this for even the Pac-12,
yeah,
you're getting behind the eight ball. Call BYU. I would call Liberty. Now, Pac-12 is different for Liberty, but if you already have West Virginia in your conference, Big 12, load up on Liberty.
Well, here's the thing too about the Big 12, right? They have always like not expanded despite having only 10 teams. Because they want to keep themselves exclusive. There are other teams that if they gave them access through an invite to the Big 12 would grow, you know, case in point, TCU, you know, who was very good before.
I mean, you've seen the growth of a Louisville, TCU, Utah,
right?
You know,
exactly.
What I mean?
And a very legitimate like Power Five teams. If you know, the teams that you had been keeping out, you know, because Texas and Oklahoma didn't want them in, you know, whatever. Now all you have to do is open the door and then boom, they'll come up some, you know?
Look, and I know the Big 12 thing is so far-fetched for the Jackson State thing. I know that's like people would be like, I can't take this guy serious, but I'm saying, okay, if you're the Sun Belt that already has a limited amount of teams.
Especially if you get poached, if you're the Sun Belt, if you get poached by the Big 12.
You're still sitting in a situation when you see these gigantic conferences where you're fucking going to be, you're going to be still playing college football. They're going to be playing a minor league NFL.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think you got to get proactive. Yeah. Like try to do that. Try to add in Tennessee State, maybe George or something. Like
do something cool that catches people's attention.
Yeah, that could steal TV ratings. Because I can tell you this, Deion Sanders would do that, and by bringing in the 55th best recruiting class or whatever the number was, I don't recall.
Yeah,
but I'm saying you're gonna have a decent talent level. It's not like they're gonna get rolled 85-0 every week,
dude. Give an HBCU a legitimate platform, a TV contract that is gonna put them on ESPN. I mean, Thon Maker was a five-star basketball player that went to Howard in the middle of, you know, a Howard team that had never accomplished anything, right? Because at this time, that is becoming a popular option for players. If you actually legitimize these teams in that process, I think HBCUs will freaking kill.
I also think the players want that. If it, like to me, if you let them in, they're going to want to go play for Deion Sanders. They're going to want to be part of this change that our world is facing. This is bigger than football.
Yeah. Ride the tide.
Yeah. 55th best class. 55th.
Unbelievable. For borderline, not even FCS.
I mean, they have multiple four stars, man. I'm telling you, this is
they're kind of like Division II because they don't play in the FCS playoff. They play in the Celebration Bowl, you know. So their access to that level of exposure and money, really, from the FCS level, isn't there.
They brought in 18 transfers from the schools of Liberty, Tennessee, Houston, Georgia Tech, Florida, Louisville, Auburn, UCF,
top 60. USC recruiting class by an FCS program.
I'm telling you though, like think outside the box right now, your conference might not exist in 10 years. And that goes for everybody.
Yeah.
Cause you let Boise State end up in the AAC or the Big 12 or the Pac 12.
Yeah.
If the Pac 12, they might take San Diego State with them. Well then what the fuck do you have Mountain West? You're not going to be sustainable.
Yeah.
You're not going to be a conference then.
They need to be, solidifying their place now.
That's what all the conferences need to get proactive.
While they are a viable product still, because as soon as a couple teams get plucked from them, they are no longer a viable product.
They should be already talking to BYU. I said that weeks ago.
With
though.
A full full scale merger, you know, they could get the leftovers from the Big 12 and then like
that's hoping.
A Mountain West. Yeah, that's still like not being proactive and.
And the Big 12, what happened to the Big 12? They weren't proactive and look at them.
Well, I think beyond not being proactive, they were purposefully undermined by Texas and Oklahoma so that this move could happen. There's a reason they didn't expand. There's a reason they didn't renew their grant
about
of
that,
rights.
Though? Sankey is sitting there building this 12 team playoff format, by the way. You want to talk about just an industry fucking you over? He's building this 12 team playoff with the commissioner of the Mountain West and the commissioner of the Big 12. And the Big 12 commissioner, I'm struggling to think of his name right now, but
is completely in the dark.
Bowlesby?
Yeah, Bob Bowlesby.
He's in the dark and he's like giving shout outs to the SEC saying they're doing a great job. And then the whole time though, because there's reports that Texas has been talking to them for like a year.
Yeah.
So the whole time Sankey knows this. Greg Sankey, man, what a fucking
shitbag.
I mean,
he's a piece of shit of a human being. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I think it's just business. I think the other conferences will be doing the same thing. Yes. Is it fucked up? Of course.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you're meeting with this dude every day while like planning his demise or planning his business's demise at the same time.
Dude, I just don't know what to expect from college football. Now, I read an article, I think, that was saying the AAC should be jumping on these teams. Now, the AAC, let's just go through the conferences here.
Yeah, who's going where? Assume Oklahoma and Texas start this waterfall.
Do you think the Big 12, I think it's a hard sell to like Cincinnati, Houston. Now, Houston makes more sense because of the logistics, but I think also TCU, Baylor, and Texas Tech are against wanting to have Houston in there,
which makes them idiots.
Yes. Cause I think Houston is actually
Houston. I just looked at it is the number one city or number two city, I guess, behind Miami in terms of NFL players.
They got a ridiculously large booster.
Yeah.
Who's ready to spend money. They got a good basketball program that just made the Final Four. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense, but I'm just saying that's what has been reported as saying like they are, would not be keen on SMU and Houston. Now they might not be in a position to be keen.
Yeah. They
you know what I mean? They might just be like, yes, yeah. Get in here.
Take what we can get here.
Yes. But I also think that Houston's sitting in a decent spot in the AAC saying, wait, I understand for 3 or 4 years we could make more money in the Big 12, but we are in a conference that is going to be better than the Big 12. And so when our contract is up, we're going to make more money than you guys in our own conference in 3 or 4 years.
Let's go top to bottom. AAC with the 11 that they have versus the 8 remaining teams in the Big 12.
Iowa State would be the best team, okay. Football wise.
Yeah, right now.
Yes.
Sustainably, probably Oklahoma State, but for the time being, Iowa State. We'll do from where they are right now.
If you did Iowa State lined up against Cincinnati, I think that's a game.
Yeah.
I would favor Iowa State by a field goal.
Okay. Yeah. I think I agree.
2. Would you put UCF at 2?
Probably. Yeah.
UCF, Oklahoma State. I would favor UCF. I think it depends where that's at. Actually, that's close, if it's in Florida, I'm taking UCF. It's in Oklahoma, I'm taking Oklahoma State.
I mean, Tulsa pushed Oklahoma State to the wire. Last year, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, granted, Tulsa was in the AAC championship game, but they're not as talented as UCF most years. So, yeah, I think that's about a push too. You know.
And then you go 3. K-State or West Virginia or TCU. What's your pecking order there?
You probably TCU.
TCU 3 against the likes of Memphis.
I give TCU the edge most years.
I would say, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then 4 would be, what are you going, West Virginia or K-State? I think K-State's probably better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. K-State against the likes of
Houston. No,
I think Houston most years
might be that squad.
Probably
four.
Be better
than K-State. Nah,
I don't know. It depends, dude.
Nah, I think
Houston K-State has some money seasons. I think you're forgetting how
maybe
good
I'm
Houston was.
Houston. Yeah,
with Briles, Sumlin, and Tom Herman.
It's true.
I think it's a game. I think it's pretty darn fair.
Yeah.
All right. Now after that, you go who?
West Virginia
against.
Oh boy.
Navy.
I give West Virginia the edge there.
Yeah. But here's where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
After West Virginia, you're then playing Baylor. Baylor against.
I think the Big 12. The more I think about it, the Big 12's got a slight advantage in terms of.
No, I don't think. Because I think when you get to the later teams, like Kansas, I mean, I guess just Kansas, right?
Yeah.
But everyone in the AAC is better than Kansas.
True. it would be slight. It would be slight, you know, the lead that they have on them. And then I don't know. I think that there wouldn't be a ton of incentive necessarily for you to jump from one to the other.
Especially if the AAC, I think Sports Illustrated reported this like 3 months ago, that the AAC was considering Boise State, San Diego State, and Colorado State.
Yeah, if they expand.
If the AAC adds Boise State, they're already definitely better than the Big 12.
Yeah.
Without Texas and Oklahoma, that is.
Right.
Because Boise State, Cincinnati, and UCF, I think would be better than the top three.
I agree. I think Boise State against Iowa State, you know, most years.
Boise State would have won. I mean, they're the winningest program since entering the FBS.
Yeah, over the past 20 years, Boise State is better than any team of that group.
I'm telling you, man, they people should call BYU. People should cut like that. I get it. It's a fucking real horrible thing to have conference tournaments. And especially when it goes across all sports.
Yeah.
You can't do this on Sunday. I get it. It's a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the ass, but they have a gigantic fan base.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, obviously Notre Dame's the real shaker in this. That's another one. I mean,
Notre Dame's safe. Notre Dame can do what they do.
You think they're ACC safe or you think Big Ten?
I think Notre Dame's locked up with their grant of rights through 2036. No, I don't know.
But that's what's tricky about this whole thing, guys. If you haven't really dove into this, if anyone adds anybody, those contracts get voided.
Is that 100? Are we 100% sure of that?
Well, I'm saying like it's a brand new contract.
Yeah, I do. I do wonder.
So you can. From what I was getting, maybe it's situational per conference.
Yeah.
But I from what I understand, like. If the ACC was to let in West Virginia,
then that
it would be a very tricky spot because let's just say they went to do that. If people are wondering why the ACC hasn't knocked on West Virginia's doors, apparently they're not interested because they think ESPN would call their bluff and they're not a desirable market from ESPN. So they wouldn't rework
wouldn't renegotiate the contract to,
yes. And then all the schools would make less money.
Right.
So it's a hell of a gamble, which probably wouldn't ever happen because they know they would make less money.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just such a factor that it's tough to say. Notre Dame wise.
Notre Dame would change everything.
If
the ACC got Notre Dame in and West Virginia,
ESPN would renegotiate that contract.
Yes, sure. They would definitely. It's just a crazy time. Like, where do you see, like, I mean, I'm serious. The ACC, you could make a case that the ACC in 10 or 15 years won't exist.
Well, they better protect what they have. They need to add a couple teams. And then who could the ACC add? I mean, I can think of a few teams that are realistic, you know.
Do they bite the bullet on UCF?
They could, but I wonder if Florida State and Miami would go
but
for that.
But that's what I'm saying. Right now, this is what I mean by being proactive. Yes, the conferences need to, but the school presidents, I get it. That's recruiting ground, but you need to keep up.
Yeah, it's you one of the biggest keep up. Alumni bases in the country. It's a populous city in a very talented area.
And it strengthens your football conference. Yeah, that's the reality.
And they've been recruiting
well. Honestly, you throw UCF in the ACC, I would probably say they're the second best team.
Right now? Yeah.
Over the past 5 years. You have a decent argument. I know they had a horrible year somewhere in there. They would probably be the second best team.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. I wonder if that would happen. It could happen. And I don't think it would hurt the ACC at all. I think that Orlando is a new market. I don't know how
I think UCF would lose more games because game in, game out, it's a tougher
grind.
Yeah. But at the same time, like they're probably the second most talented team. Well, maybe now with North Carolina emerging, they would be third. But for the past couple of years, they would be the second best team, I think, in that conference.
Potentially. So they're a definite possibility. Some other teams, I don't see the ACC being able to poach from either the SEC or the Big Ten anyone. So that leaves the Big 12 of a Power Five, and then also being able to
West poach. Virginia, Notre Dame, Cincinnati,
Memphis, potentially pretty far west. But if they're willing to,
what about, I would go Houston over Memphis.
Yeah, I mean
that recruiting,
depending on how much like they care about geographic continuity. If they are indeed willing to go halfway across the country to, you know, pick teams up, then so I mean Notre Dame's pretty far out there, but Notre Dame's a special case.
Yeah, I think every conference would take Notre Dame.
Yeah,
right, especially right now.
Yeah,
when you're in this situation,
yeah, talk about something that shores up your conference. I think the ACC, in my opinion, it's surprising that you've been reading that West Virginia isn't even in consideration. It's like what are you doing? This is as far as an on-field product in both football and basketball.
Here's what I think.
Very solid.
But you've seen by them signing that horrible deal, their old
granted rights deal or TV contract.
That's why I think without that, maybe they would be more open to grabbing West Virginia. Now, I don't think they grab West Virginia probably at all, but if they did, I think they're getting Notre Dame with it. It's a package deal, but I still think Notre Dame, you'd still have to cater to them. They'd probably, you know, there's talk that the Big 12, if they got Texas and Oklahoma back and offered them more money, ACC might have to do that with Notre Dame.
Yeah. I just can't see Notre Dame doing it. I think Notre Dame values their independence too much and they could tell the ACC like,
but hey. You don't think there could be a fear though. From Notre
of being left behind.
Well, of being in a spot like if this is creating this minor pro league where they're not going to be part of the NCAA,
yeah,
they might not play out of conference games anymore. And I think Notre Dame might want to be a part of something.
I think Notre Dame can go wherever it wants. If the only thing that limits Notre Dame is the grant of rights with the ACC, which I believe they've also signed through 2036, although I don't know what that pertains to as regards to football, since they have their own television contract with NBC. But I think, you know, if they're willing to buy their way out of it, whatever super conference the SEC, Notre Dame's in, you know, they, as long as they are willing to pay for it.
But I still think they're the hot ticket now. If Oklahoma and Texas, if this finalizes, yeah. I think all the attention shifts then to Notre Dame.
Right.
And I guess the remaining conferences. I mean, I do think the Pac-12. I mean, first off, the Pac-12. If it added, there's speculation. I think that already reported that. What was it? TCU.
Texas Tech. I think Iowa State.
I think like five teams have already contacted the Pac-12 allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, that would then. I would do it. I found the Pac-12. Do it as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Because
lock it up.
Well, just because like. You don't want to be left behind. And then like, no matter what, I can tell you this, you're strengthening your football conference. If you're adding Iowa State and Kansas State or Oklahoma State, this is a better football conference.
Legitimate brands.
Now it becomes a really dynamite basketball conference.
Yeah.
Like if you're telling me like Baylor just won the national championship.
Yeah.
Kansas is a blue blood.
Was the number one in the nation before.
They might win the national championship this year.
Yeah.
Texas Tech played for the national championship 2 years ago. Yeah. You get those three brands, even Oklahoma State, Cade Cunningham's the top pick in the draft. They're going to be a tournament team year in, year out.
That's three straight seasons that on the last game of the season, the current, those teams we just talked about, Texas Tech, Baylor, and Kansas, were either number one or number two in the country.
Yeah.
The last game of the season.
But then you add that to the likes of the Pac-12 with UCLA firing right now, basketball wise, you know, the Pac-12 just had an amazing NCAA tournament. I understand football drives the money, but at the same time, basketball is the only other sport that makes a lot of revenue, right?
Yeah.
So you're strengthening your football conference, and your basketball conference could be the best in the nation. I think you add those teams, they would be the top team.
Yeah, I think the Pac-12 could keep itself relevant and legitimate by doing that. So, and then, you know, they could also go the San Diego State route, which would also be completely.
Maybe you add them too.
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, they're good at football and basketball too. I don't know. I just think it's going to be very. Maybe I'm just going crazy over here, but I just think we've already seen this crazy offseason. I think outside the fucking box.
Well, do you
call
think
San Diego
that,
State?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, maybe we're just overreacting to this and everyone's scrambling. Do you think that anyone's in a position to just be a cooler head and allow things to play out a little bit before they grab, like make their power move, or do they have to go now?
I mean, I think this is, well, there's going to be some like that, because I just truly believe some schools are going to be cutting edge, some won't. And I think there's potential for a team like Kansas State or something to end up an independent. And that really, cause that's another thing to factor in, is if the Big 12 is going to continue forward without, let's say Oklahoma and Texas are out of here in 2 years, right?
Yeah.
These programs aren't going to be sustainable from the money that they've been bringing in based on Oklahoma and Texas being in their conference.
Yeah. Once that contract gets renegotiated, they're going to be in the,
well, they're
in the
used to spending so much money. And also, like, it's huge for recruiting. If you're taking trips to Florida or wherever the fuck,
yeah, they're going to,
it is a huge trickle down effect. And I mean, catastrophic, it could be catastrophic for some programs. Cause yeah. I think I heard one guy say that, like, I've read so many different people's things. I don't remember which person said what, but saying that basically the likes of a Kansas State or a Texas Tech, you know, the value on them is probably similar to, we're talking football, after, if there's no Big 12,
yeah,
the remaining Big Eight is very, very similar to Tulsa or something.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, what the fuck do you even have there?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be left as an independent. At least Tulsa has the AAC. If you're alone as an independent, when all of a sudden you're seeing this radical change where super conferences are happening, you could be really left out to dry.
Yep.
And no one, and especially if there's talk that eventually you would only schedule within these super conferences.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Iowa State, Kansas State, they could all find themselves asking for a place at the table in the Mountain West. You know,
that could get fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
Could get absolutely fucking crazy. This is crazy. Like, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, what do you make of, you think the Big Ten, do you think they should add anyone? But obviously if they can get Notre Dame, you add Notre Dame. But
yeah, I mean, I think Kansas is an obvious get for the Big Ten because of their academics. And then Iowa State, like we said, is a natural geographic fit with a natural rival
also,
built in.
The academics
also
qualify.
An AAU school. Yeah. Yep. I think it would be tough to prime Missouri, but there had been talks for a long time that Missouri. So if you get the Kansas Missouri thing,
leave after they're going to at least want to sample the money that Oklahoma and Texas could bring in. They're not just going to say we're out of here.
Yeah. 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 Most likely they want to stick around and see what that new deal is. So probably Iowa State and Kansas, if I had to guess. And then maybe, I mean, depending on where they stop, I mean, cause Big Ten's at 14 right now. So adding two puts them at 16. I don't know if teams are going to want to go to 18, 20. I guess it all depends on the,
I think that if it was up to me, yes, you should.
I mean, once you get beyond like 16 teams though, you're basically two different conferences.
Doesn't matter. You have to overcompensate for that because the SEC is now ridiculously strong.
Right,
your strength of schedule will never compile anywhere close to that.
That's fine, but yeah. Like if you're in an you're only going to play like X amount. If you did
but
two
still,
divisions,
you want the most teams so that you could either make the playoffs or win the most money.
I agree, it can happen. Yeah. But it's just confusing. Like what are they trying to accomplish here? If you have 2 9 team divisions or 2 10 team divisions, that's what the Big Ten and the Big 12 basically used to be.
Yeah,
is like right around 10 11 teams each. So now you have.
But I think you'd be doing that for branding more so than anything. Like let's say you have 20 teams in, well, your percentages of Oregon and maybe, I don't know, if you add in Houston, or whoever, if they can, you know, win the NCAA tournament or make the college football playoffs by you having that brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how you make money. You know what I mean?
They're trying to cut the little guys out. That's what they want. They see the playoff expanding probably, even though Sankey is apparently behind it. So,
well, of course he's behind it, knowing that he had Texas and Oklahoma about to enter.
Right.
Now it makes way more sense.
Right.
Now it's like, okay, I was shocked at first too. And they're like, yeah, we're going to let more teams in. Well, he was also
all going to be ours.
Yes, exactly. I mean, no wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder
it does make sense
that he was doing that.
Right. Yeah.
Cause you're normally when you talk with your traditional SEC fan, they're like in favor of the 14.
Yeah.
Players.
The SEC is not the type of place that is charitable, you know, there. And you throw in Texas with that. Texas is the most greedy, like exclusive wannabe country club.
I can't wait until they enter and they're going to be shit.
That's what I'm saying. And
I'm going to root against them every fucking time. I hope Lafayette just comes in there week one and fucks them up. Just like Maryland swept them.
I hope TCU lays it on them again.
Oh, please.
I hope Matt Campbell lays it on them.
What happens if Iowa State wins the Big 12 this year? About that.
Nothing.
You don't think that buys them?
I think that helps them.
Yes.
A lot.
That's what I'm saying. You don't think other conferences, even the ACC says, hey, Campbell's building something. He's committed there. It wasn't that long ago. They were a top 15 basketball program too.
Yeah.
Do we try to open the door?
Yeah. For beyond the Big 10, they might open the door Pac-12, which is apparently they're already in talks, but maybe even the ACC. So yeah, big year for teams that are trying to position themselves.
I think it's a big year for everyone now. Yeah. Cause let's just say the Big 12 was able to pry away Houston and Memphis or UCF or Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Well, then it's a huge year for those teams in the Sun Belt. This is all of a sudden I think this is horrible for the sport potentially.
Yeah.
However, for entertainment purposes for this year, absolutely fucking
amazing
bananas. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's going to be fun.
I mean, how about Texas A&M fans?
Oh,
that's the only winning thing about this is they're unbelievably salty right now.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for them to play Texas. That one I will watch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that rivalry will be back on.
That would potentially start again next year then.
Or the year after.
Yeah. Depending on how long it takes.
That could get wild.
That's going to be a great one. They put that one back on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they should. I don't know that they will, but
yeah.
That's the only winning thing of this. I mean, personally, I hate this move. I hate the way the sport is going. If we're going to super conferences, and I don't like that. But
I don't like it either. I wonder if we go to super conferences, if they'll stick to that idea of six conference champions. Because if there are four super,
you gotta I would just think you want more than 12 now. Go to eight. Yeah, go to 16 or 22 or 24, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not rocket science.
But talk about vulnerability for everyone now.
Yeah.
With the exception of the Big Ten, I don't think anyone. Maybe if that report's true, buy that.
There's no way Ohio State and Michigan are ditching the likes of Penn State, Wisconsin, all those other teams that they've been in bed with for 100+ years. You know, just to join the super conference. Maybe. Probably not though. I imagine they have their own grant of rights that's going to make it prohibitively expensive, and I also think that makes the ACC a pretty safe conference too, you know.
No, not to steal though.
Yeah, I do think. I think that I don't know how that works with a grant of rights through 2036. Supposedly, all television proceeds that go through the conference, if I'm not mistaken, are property the ACC's to distribute.
But like when A&M and Missouri left the Big 12, was that at the end of a contract, or was that just them saying, "Okay, we'll see you in court"?
I imagine that.
North Carolina has fuck you money.
They do, but I think if you're that's why I think Oklahoma and Texas have to wait until like 20, because there's expires in like 2 or 3 years, and so they're still talking them having a lane.
It'd be 4 years.
2024.
2025, I believe.
Okay, so there's like this lame.
But that's why
period.
They think it's going to happen sooner.
Well, they might
because
buy
their
way
fuck
out.
You money. Yeah,
but it's going to cost them like $76 million each. For the buyout,
but North Carolina could easily come up with that.
Yeah, but that's the thing about that is that's for the 4 year period that Texas and Oklahoma have to wait, and that's why they didn't renew their grant of rights before. ACC is another 15 years.
But couldn't North Carolina just
They might be able to
take it to
their
court
way out.
And just say, hey, and because by the time your court expenses are out, I mean, I don't know. Why else would these people mention that in the article that the Big Ten could come calling for Virginia and North Carolina?
I don't understand why either. I mean, there must be a way to like kind of weasel out of it. I think Maryland, to an extent, I don't think
some of them had to.
The ACC grant of rights was as long. I think that's kind of why the ACC said, hey, motherfuckers, like, you're signing up for a 15-20 year deal now, because we're not having this Maryland nonsense where, you know, they weasel out because they only have a few years left on this thing. ACC was like, yo, we are a conference and we're staying that way. So I think they've protected themselves. And because I think the tradition that they have with the Dukes, the North Carolinas, and they've all been doing it since the early 50s. So unless the ACC SEC was able to somehow steal Clemson and what's it called?
Florida State.
Yeah. Then I think the ACC will exist too.
I don't know. This shit's wild. It's wild. We will have you covered on the College Football Experience. I don't know what to make of the sport 5 years from now or 5 days from now. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that could be crazy. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the College Football Experience. I'll say this. It makes this season, whether it happens or not, any of these moves, it makes this season incredibly fun. Yeah. Because I think Texas and Oklahoma is pretty much a done deal. That they're in the SEC.
But well, it makes every minute from now until the end of the season. Like, this is the most excited I've been about college football, what, 30 days away from.
Yeah. That's by far, because now you're thinking, I mean, just every little angle.
I mean, I can't get off my computer and my phone. I'm getting updates.
Yeah,
on this
too. Me too. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe, because we are breaking down all 130 college football teams. Yes, there's a podcast for every single college football team in the FBS. We're going to hit you with some FCS ones too at some point. And there's some 2.0s out there. Couldn't get enough Liberty. We gave you two. Couldn't give you enough Boise State. We gave you two. There'll probably be some Power Fives out there with them 2.0s coming soon too. Subscribe, tell a friend. Also, make sure you subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because we talk college basketball year round over there. Over here, we talk college football year round. So check out both feeds, and also make sure you just subscribe to the College Football Experience, because me, Patty C, NC Nick, we've been breaking down We've been betting ATS, picking games. I shouldn't say we've been betting on all Division I basketball and football games, but we've been picking them.
Yeah. Every single one of them
for the past 4 years, never had a losing season.
Yeah, guys, this isn't us picking the easy picks. We're picking them all.
Yeah. This isn't me picking my ass. All right. Look, this is me picking every single college football and college basketball game.
Picking your ass.
I'm telling you, 4 years of picking every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We're over 500 picking every game as a collective, but also independently for each season. And we're way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that on the SGPN app. Download that app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store. All those picks are free, by the way, guys. So look, with the SGPN app, you also get all of our podcasts, all of our picks, all of our articles. It's really all of our contests. Just gave away $1,000 in the NBA Finals free roll. So download that thing. And while you download it, go to the App Store, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us. If you do, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Give me a follow, show me that screenshot of that review, and I will send you a college football or college basketball experience t-shirt. Boom. All right. Follow me at @TheColbyD. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. And the College Football Experience is on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at @TheSGP Network. Give them all a follow and check out the Slack channel Sports Gambling Podcast as well. All right, folks, this is the state of college football 2021. Sure to change probably fucking tomorrow. All right. But this is the College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.